What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Fenn, sitting next to my main man, Tim Ryan. It is time for the brand new and improved Origin DNA of a Play. We've got our new toys here in studio, some telestration action, Tim, and we're discussing the defense today. Through 5 weeks, there's been some ups, there's been some downs, but I know there's one player you're really focusing on today.
Well, you're absolutely right, and there has been some inconsistencies with the defense and the young guys across the board in all the phases, but there's also been some bright spots for sure. And one of the young guys I think that's really flashed, Joe, is Jaquaski Tartt. And in order to be a legitimate impact safety in this defense, you've really got to have a complete game and be a triple threat player, which means you've got to defend the run, you've got to be able to cover tight ends and running backs, and you've got to be able to finish as a blitzer. So I've got three plays here from the Indianapolis game that we'll take a peek at where Jaquaski Tartt really illustrates all three of those skill sets. And we'll take a look at the first one right here. As you look at Jaquaski, he's lined up right there, and he's lined up on the tight end, and he's going to end up right here in the A-gap, which is the gap in between the center and the right guard. What I love about this play is Jaquaski has shown the fact that he's out there on the edge, maybe going to be an edge setter all along, knowing that he's got to get himself in that A-gap to defend the run. So if you can let it go here, you're going to see exactly what Jaquaski Tartt is able to do. Backs off the line of scrimmage. There's his gap of responsibility. Fires his gun. Gets inside there and makes a tackle for a minimal gain. Again, good look at it right here. There's the tight end. Jaquaski needs to end up all the way in there. So you're going to see him sugar it and then, boom, fire his gun and get into the backfield. Not easy to tackle Frank Gore at the line of scrimmage. And Jaquaski Tartt is able to get it done with some help from his fellow defenders as well. Another play I think that illustrates his ability to cover the tight end is you're going to see Jaquaski lined up out here this time. He's manned up on the tight end. Tight end's going to end up getting out to the corner of the end zone. Watch Jaquaski here in the 5-yard chuck zone, get his hands on the tight end, funnel him to the outside, playing perfectly with inside leverage, staying with that leverage, and then really pushing the tight end all the way to the sideline and effectively out of bounds. Here's a great play where early in the game, Jaquaski Tartt shows himself as a blitzer, and not just a blitzer, a guy that can finish, Joe, on the blitz. So he lines up deep. Now he's going to come up in here and really catches the Indianapolis Colts by surprise. They've got two extra guys to stay in for protection, the tight end and Frank Gore. Jaquaski Tartt's able to hit it, come off the edge, catches them by surprise, and beats both of them. Goes by the tight end, then slips inside Frank Gore, finishes on the quarterback for a sack. So not only do you need to be an effective blitzer, but you've got to be able to finish as a blitzer. And I think it's a bright future for Jaquaski Tartt. He's going to continue to get better and better and better.
You beat Frank Gore in pass protection. You know you're doing something right. When you look at Jaquaski Tartt, the physicality he brings, the ability to cover downfield as you illustrated there, he fits what Robert Saleh is looking for. And with Eric Reid coming back into the fold, looking forward into week 6 against the Washington Redskins, what do you anticipate happens in that secondary when you've got three healthy safeties?
Well, I think it depends on how Robert Saleh wants to transform this defense and defend the three wide receiver personnel groupings. And getting your best 11 guys on the field, and a lot of it's probably going to be dictated by week to week and what teams look like in those three wides. Are they a running team with a tight end that can really block and be an effective blocker in the spread sets while they try to run at you from those open sets? So I don't exactly know. I know it's going to be interesting because Eric Reid can play the run. Eric Reid can blitz. Eric Reid can cover. And you could say the same thing for Jaquaski Tartt. And you could see Jaquaski and Eric Reid on the field together with Jimmy back in the middle. So some big nickel stuff with three safeties. Could also, I think, down the road at some point, see big dime. So you're going to have three safeties. You're going to have three corners on the field with only one linebacker right in the middle. But either way, eventually it will be getting the best 11 guys on the field.
We're just getting started here at Origin DNA of a Play. Tim Ryan's going to be here each week breaking down a few series of plays from the previous week's game. Tim, expert analysis as always, and a finger painting expert as well.
Oh, I learned that in kindergarten, bro. A lot of things you don't forget.
Tim Ryan's talented man. I'm Joe Fan. We'll see you next week right here on Origin DNA of a Play.